Well, for myself, I feel that things are moving on. We haven't had much rain, but there's a little life in the bush. Mm-hmm. I've recently finished cleaning up all the rubbish in my place, and now I'm on to earth moving, knocking down the dead stuff and clearing paths. So there is progress being made. Kevin MacLeod, I read yesterday, says you should spend 3 years thinking about your house before you build it.
You're consulting Grand Design. Look out.
This was after someone said to me, how's the building going? And I went, well, Kevin says. Yes, so I think even though it was devastating, and is still devastating when I think of certain things, you have to choose your attitude. And I don't have enough years left to be miserable, so I'm choosing my attitude. And we'll see what the future brings.
I don't want to dwell too much on those painful memories, but what happened on your place? Did your house go in August or September? What happened for you?
August the 15th. It was, I was there watering, well, I went to water my orchard. I'd been looking after someone's animals in Bega, and I went out to make sure that my trees were okay. It was a bit hot and windy, considering it was winter. And I arrived, it was a bit smoky and hazy, but I hadn't heard any, you know, dire warnings. So I was there about 5 or 10 minutes, and the police arrived and said, you have to go now, you have to get out right now. And that was an enormous shock, like just took my breath away, threw a few things in the car, jumped in the car and left the place. Went up like a nuclear explosion, actually.
You saw it happen?
I did. Yeah. I went to a neighbour's and watched the fire race through the forest towards my place. I could hear it.
Yeah,
it was pretty overwhelming.
I bet. How long had you been there for? Tell us about this place of yours.
Been there for 26 years. In the bush, there was nothing there when I arrived. So it was all, you know, built from scratch. It was standalone solar, lots of water tanks, quite a few little buildings, orchid garden, orchards, studio caravan, granny flat, sheds. You know, it was quite an established place, very comfortable and unintrusive in the environment. And I was also had joined up with Humane International to become a wildlife sanctuary. So I had wonderful native animals there and birds, red-tailed black cockatoos.
So
it was a little paradise, really.
Given your love and connection for the environment, I'm guessing that the bushfire would have been part of your thinking, would have been in the back of your mind that one day this might come.
Oh, yes. And with the fire brigade, I was in the volunteer brigade when I first went there. But I said to them, if a fire comes through, you know, I'm just going to leave because I don't want anyone to suffer because of my place. I have to say it was clear. Even though there were trees, there was no undergrowth. It was practically swept clear. So, and the gutters were clean, and people go, oh, you know, they try to blame you. You should have had a sprinkler on the roof. And I say, well, 130 kilometre per hour winds, I don't think
good
a sprinkler's
luck,
going to do
yes,
it. So, so that was always the plan to leave, which is what we did.
The 12 months between now and then, what a roller coaster. What's got you through? What have been some of the challenges?
Just, I suppose, first of all, establishing yourself, the basic needs of life, really, clothing and pots and pans and whatever. And once that's done and you've established a new life in a way for yourself, then it was just cleaning up the block, enormous amount of stuff to clean up with the help of wonderful neighbours and friends. And now it's down to earth moving, knocking down dead trees, clearing those tracks through. So, and collecting tube stock and ready to plant I've got quite a lot there all ready to go and be planted, and people have already volunteered to help me plant, so...
Must be a funny mix of feelings. There must be some excitement around that too, but also some sadness, some grieving for what you've lost, what you've been through?
Mm. Oh, yes. It's amazing how suddenly something... I said something to someone yesterday, oh, I've got this, you might be... And then I went, no, yeah. I haven't.
Yes.
So, sorry about that. So, yes, there are, but you don't dwell on it. You can't take it with you anyway, can you? I mean, I had beautiful things, beautiful, beautiful carvings from when I lived in Africa, beautiful batiks from Africa. So, you know, there was, yeah, there's a sadness there. Photos.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you had a healthy mindset, a healthy attitude going into this. Where does that come from?
I think it's just appreciating being alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, at my age, being alive and well is pretty good, actually. Being ambulatory. So just enjoy what you have. And if I start to feel a bit sort of, you know, sorry for myself in any way, I put it to one side and give thanks for what I have. Yeah.
Yep. There's been much comparison between, I guess, the response to what happened at Tathra and the response to what happened at Yankees Gap in terms of the formal response from government agencies. You've been, I guess, a part of that feedback. 12 months on, where does that comparison, where does that equation sit in your mind?
Well, I feel very strongly that because we didn't have any response and nobody seemed interested apart from, you know, the good community, I found that quite saddening and disappointing, and I do hope it doesn't happen for other people.
Yep.
So this whole idea about establishing a fund to help people in the future in disasters... It's really important because it's pretty difficult to start right from the beginning again. And people say, do you have insurance? Sure, I did have insurance. That insurance will go a little way towards what I have to do now. So I'm not going to worry about it. There's no point. And just go as far as I can. But it would have been great. The best thing would have been if somebody in the council had said, hey, let's help you to clean up.
Yep.
Instead of having to go for 7 months, you know, day after day with bags and shovels and being confronted with the body. Every day being confronted with the body.
Yep.
You know, so shoveling up the remains of your life and putting it into bags would have been wonderful to have a truck come and just take that iron away. Yep. Take the rubbish away and leave you ready for a clean start. So that would be my recommendation. If they did nothing else but that, it would be really good.
Many will be surprised to hear that that's been your experience, and I'm guessing people at Tathra who received that sort of support will be horrified to know that that happened to you. Are you convinced that it would be different next time? What sort of feedback have you had from council when you've raised this with them?
Yeah, well, I have been reasonably vocal, and I do feel that there will be a different attitude the next time. That's my sense of it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a sort of an apology at one point recently, and I thought, well, if it has gone through to them, then they're going to be more aware when it happens again. I'm not saying if, I'm going to say when it happens again. So, you know, I think if you don't speak up, then it just becomes swept under the carpet.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that me speaking up will provide better help for those in the future. I have to say thank you to the Salvos. They were great.
Yep.
They were really in for some, but somebody, a local, gave them my name. It wasn't a council or a councillor. It was somebody who knew me. And told them, and they rang me and provided me with T-shirts and blankets, and, you know, it was so appreciated.
Is there anything you need at the moment? Any assistance that you need right now?
Not really. I'm hoping that people have offered to come and help me plant. When I replant, I'm potting up lots of natives ready to put in again for the birds and the animals. And the food swap, the Nambaga food swap, came and did a beautiful job cleaning up. And one of the members brought me a bird bath, which I'm just thrilled with. It's there and I take water out and it's such a joy to see the birds again.
Is the bush bouncing back, that environment you love, those red-tailed cockatoos that you mentioned before, are they bouncing back?
Well, I was very excited one day when I drove up my black drive and saw two of the red-tailed black cockatoos fly ahead of me. So I took that as a sign. And then recently when I was there on a cleared part, two of the eagles swooped right down over my head really close, and I felt that they were saying, welcome back.
When do you think you will be back? Once Kevin MacLeod approves your plans.
Well, I bought a caravan, which eventually I'll put up there and stay in a couple of nights a week so I can orient myself again. But I think it'll be building. I don't think it'll be for a couple of years, really. I have an enormous tree root that needs to be burnt out, and there's no way we're going to be allowed to burn it out at the moment. But, I think... hopefully a couple of years, but I've had a tent up there, and I think, you know, I just have to insinuate myself into the energy of the block again.